Steve Snyder is to invite him on the show.
There you go.
Because I'm not going to be there Saturday, so I thought, well, crud. I'm not going to get to see Steve when he's in town, so let's schedule him in the show. He is here. He flew in today from Southern California, Steve Snyder, author of the book Shot Down and historian. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to have you.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're here, too, because understanding that there was a little bit of a flight mix-up for you, but you got here, so I'm glad you're here.
I did.
You made
it.
Did,
yeah.
You did. So tell us this, Steve. You've written this book. We got introduced to this book last year.
Mm-hmm.
We both had a chance to peruse it, and I think you still have it in your massive
collection. I have an autographed copy, yes.
I have shared mine a couple times forward now. This is a fascinating story. But before we get into the story, Steve, first let's get a little background on you. You have your own experience with the United States and your own history. Let's get into finding out who you are first before we find out about this phenomenal book.
Okay. Well, I was born in Pasadena, California, home of the Rose Bowl, and raised in that area. Then I went to UCLA, where I graduated. I was a classmate of, at the time, Lew Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was also the same age as I. We both have our birthdays in April of 47. And I live now in Seal Beach, California, in Orange County. It's a quiet, quaint little beach town nicknamed the Mayberry by the Sea. I've lived there since 72, retired from Vision Service Plan, VSP, in 2009. Mm-hmm. And I was living the life of kind of the retiree, sleeping in, reading books, taking naps. And then I decided to write a book about my dad and his B-17 crew, and it's totally changed my life. Now I work full-time almost again, promoting my book, going all over the country, attending air shows. I do a lot of speaking to different types of organizations.
And you're a historian. I think this is part of what the background is to finding out more about your dad's story, is that you by nature are someone who loves history.
I do. Yeah, I've always loved World War II growing up. You know, as I mentioned, I was born in 47, so that was shortly after the war. So there were so many movies about World War II, and I read books, and was always fascinated by it.
Wow. So you found out this fascinating story about your dad. Tell us about that story that then ended up going into the book Shot Down.
Okay, well, it's set within the framework of World War II, and it's about the dramatic experiences of each member of a 10-man B-17 bomber crew whose plane was shot down. My dad was the pilot. It was shot down on February 8th of 1944. So the book goes into detail about what happened to each member of the crew and about all the courageous Belgian people that risked their lives trying to help them.
Wow. Now, most of them survived the crash. I don't want to spoiler alert the book, but
right.
I mean, most of them survived the crash, right?
Well, five of them made it back home. Five of them didn't. Mm. My dad, fortunately for me, was one of the five, or I wouldn't be here. After he bailed out, he was missing in action for 7 months.
Oh, my gosh.
But he evaded capture. He was hidden by Belgian people, quite a few Belgian people, for a while. Then he got tired of hiding, so he joined the French resistance and started sabotaging German convoys.
Interesting.
Isn't that something?
It's a great story.
I mean, because if you're an American, you just can't go around in your American, you know, air uniform and expect to not be noticed.
Right.
You'd stick out.
Well, he was actually in the Army for a year before he went into the, volunteered for the Air Force. So he had the experience of infantry training and being able to fight on the ground. So I think that's one reason that he decided not to hide any longer and start fighting back against the Germans.
Wow. One way or the other, fighting in the war. So after your dad got back to the States, obviously, you're a result of his returning to the States. What was the rest of your dad's life like?
Oh, he's quite a guy. Actually, his plane, the title of the book is Shot Down, the true story of pilot Howard Snyder and the crew of the B-17, Susan Ruth. Susan Ruth is my oldest sister, who was 1 year old at the time that he went overseas. And actually, my other sister was born while he was missing in action. So that was really tough on my mom. After he came back from the war, he did a number of different things. He owned a restaurant in Pasadena for 10 years, where he was also the chef, Snyder's, as it's called. And then he did a number of things after that, but he retired from a company called Acra Stamp Machine. Actually, he owned the machine, the company at the end. And Acra Stamp Machine Company, they produced dispensers for redemption stamps. I don't know if you have to be a certain age
to remember stamps?
S&H green stamps. And they had different names of stamps throughout the country. And they dialed like a telephone. So he sold those machines to grocery chains all
over
the United States. And, you know, you'd paste the stamps in the books and then
you redeem the books for toys. Well, in my case, it would have been toys. But
And that's what he retired from.
Wow, that's cool.
Wow, interesting, interesting story. So you said you've had your time in the military as well, most of your life staying in Southern California, or did you get to expand outside of there?
Well, I was in the California Army National Guard during Vietnam years from 70 to 76. And I was born and raised, and I've always lived in Southern California. But I've traveled quite extensively when I was working with VSP the last 25 years. I traveled all over the United States, calling on Fortune 500 companies. I was National Accounts VP for a while. And then, even though I lived in Southern California, I was VP of our Eastern Sales Division, which was everything east of the Mississippi.
Interesting.
So weird. I got to the Northeast, you know, New York,
New Hampshire.
All that area a lot.
Your neck of the woods.
My neck of the woods, yeah. Yes.
Jersey.
So this is the second year in a row that you've been involved with Warbirds Over the West, flying up here from California to participate in this. How did you get introduced to the whole fundraiser for the B-17, the Lacey Lady, and what is your connection, and why are you involved?
Okay, well, actually, I have to give credit to a friend of mine named Bob Farmer, who lived in this area and was very involved with the museum. And he read my book, and he loved it, and he told Terry Scott about it, who runs the museum there. And she started carrying my book in the museum. And then they invited me up to be the keynote speaker at last year's fundraiser dinner. So I made a PowerPoint presentation and then sold copies of my book. Actually, I don't sell the book here. The museum sells the book. So it's a fundraiser for the museum. I just signed copies of the book at the dinner and at Warbirds over the West. But what they're doing, you know, Terry, her husband Jason, and Punky Scott, is absolutely fantastic. I've always loved the B-17, and you know their efforts to restore the Lacey Lady is fantastic. It has such a great history with Art Lacey bringing the B-17 bomber out here. It's pretty phenomenal. So I just really am supportive of what they're doing. There's not that many B-17s that are flying today, so I know it's still going to take quite a bit of time, but if they can restore this, it's going to be a great thing.
It's fascinating to go, when if you go, and I hope you get to go on Saturday, you go to the hangar, and a lot of it is right there. You're kind of almost in it. The way they've got it set up, you're kind of stepping over certain parts, and it's like, okay, careful this way. This is the fuselage, and this over here is part of the wing. And then you start to imagine picturing this big bird eventually getting itself put back together. This is a part of our American history, and I think this is a great thing especially as... as each generation comes along, it seems we're getting further and further away from a lot of our history. Even World War II is becoming now, a lot of the men and women who were a part of World War II, they're now dwindling in the numbers, where we have less and less of them around to tell their stories. And so we're losing those firsthand accounts, and they come down to, you know, books like the one you wrote about your dad, other documentation, documentary films, and yes, sometimes even something like this, where we can recreate an actual B-17, so the people can actually see it, feel it, touch it, and have a sense of, okay, because when that tangibility really connects with people. And absolutely, when people have that tangibility and they can sit there and look at this and go, okay, this thing represents, and now when I see it like in a movie or in a book, I know how awesomely big this thing was. And it just gives you more of a tangible feel to it. So we're excited to be partnering with Warbirds Over the West. Terry Scott, great, and her husband putting this together. You'll be there tomorrow, the sold-out dinner, but you will be there tomorrow night, correct? Friday night?
Yes. Yes, I will.
And then all day Saturday.
All day?
All day Saturday.
So. You will be there with your book. Both Denise and I last year got the book. Highly recommend it. We both love history.
Both love history, World War II history. And what I love about this book is it very much connects for somebody who doesn't want a lot of technical jargon and things like that. You're really telling a story, so it's connecting on an emotional level.
Yeah, it contains a lot of excerpts from letters that my dad wrote to my mother, and he wrote a diary when he was missing in action about the plane being shot down. That's absolutely riveting, which is it in the book. I also found the German Luftwaffe pilot that shot down my dad's plane and interviewed him for the book, so that's pretty interesting as well.
That's kind of strange. You know, we talked about that last year. I just imagine like going, hey, how you doing? Hey, so you got a couple minutes? I want to talk to you about the fact that you tried to kill my dad.
Yeah. Well, they shot him down too. They actually shot each other.
Oh, okay. So it's like, we're even now.
All's fair in love and war.
Yes.
All right. Steve Snyder, thank you so much for stopping by. Find out more about Steve online, stevesnyderauthor.com. You can find out more about the book. and speaking engagements and everything that he is doing. Steve, thank you so much for stopping by. Glad your flight got arranged so that you could be here on time.
Me too. It was a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yes. Well,